So you remember him wanting to be a fireman at a very young age.
Always, yes.
When did you know he was, besides playing fireman, when did you know he was serious about it?
When he'd hear the Vermilion Avenue, the sirens going, he was at the window and very inquisitive. One fireman said there was a big fire up on 231st. We walked up and the fireman said, "Is this your son?" I said, "Yes." He asks a lot of questions. He's real inquisitive. He did. He was always there.
How old was he there?
He was about 11 or 12 then.
And so he asked all kinds of questions to the, yeah, to the firemen.
Yeah. And he told his father he wanted, he started, well, he would have been captain, I guess, if this tragedy didn't happen. But he said, "Dad, I want to go up slow." He said, "I want to know everything before I take the test." So,
because he knew he'd be responsible for a lot of
money. Right, everything, yeah. And when we were down that time to headquarters, we had to go down to headquarters for the one that he got killed. Oh. We met the commissioner, and they had us put on these earphones, and they had something up in the screen like Nom de Plumes, and it was him. He had 35, I think, 30 or 35. He said, "I'll get them out of here." He was very calm. Yes.
After he joined, did you worry about him when you heard about fires in the city?
I did, yes. But I always prayed, and it was, I guess, how to be.
Did he tell you stories about the calls he went on?
No, he didn't. He didn't discuss. He never. Jody asked him, you know, with his dad, "Look, I did the 8 hours, you know." In other words, he wasn't, it never disrespectful to his dad either. But, you know, we were asking too many questions. Keep quiet.
He didn't want to worry us too.
But no, that's it.
So you feel it was the reason he became a fireman was what? It was just his calling?
It was a calling, I guess. There was no fireman, you know, in the family.
He enjoyed the excitement, do you think?
Excitement, yes.
And helping people?
Yes. I know they said, he told Daddy, he didn't tell me until way, way after. He was at the desk, you know how firehouses are. There's usually a fireman at the front desk there. And some woman was come screaming that someone pulled her ring off or something. And he left the desk because he could have gotten in trouble, I guess. I don't know, but he didn't. And he flew. He was a fast runner. And he ran into Central Park. And they got the fella.
He caught him?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But he never boasted, you know. He never... you knew nothing unless you pulled it out of him. Where his father was altogether different. Like I said, he had a therapist come into the house, and he came in to me, and he said, "Where's the picture that Sam the barber gave me about Palermo?" I said, "I don't know. You put it somewhere." Well, he got it, and he was out. He's talking. I mean, it was tell everything. But Joseph, no. He was quiet in a one way. But they sit up and tell him that everyone knew him, that he was so friendly and you know, spoke to everyone.
He was very warm. He'd always greet you, and he's a very nice guy.
Yeah.
What do you feel you'll miss the most about him?
He was my son. He was a good boy. And I mean, I never had any trouble with him.
Just having him around.
Just having him around, yes, yes.
Think back and tell me about a time and place where you remember him feeling happy and really enjoying himself. Where was he and what was he doing?
Well, he enjoyed when we went to, we did go to a lot of amusement park, and he enjoyed rides, and he enjoyed TV, and he had a good hearty laugh. He really, you know, you knew he was enjoying what he was looking at.
We talked about many things. Can you think of anything you wish I asked? Anything you want to?
He surprised us. We had a wedding out in Long Island. Yes, his cousin, Joe's cousin. And he was in the house. He had lunch with us. And we were talking about something. And he says, "Whose wedding are you talking about?" Well, I said, "Daddy's cousin. His daughter or his son was getting married and we're going." And he said, "When?" So we said the date. And he says, "Oh, no." And I said, "What's wrong?" "Oh, nothing, nothing." So he got up and he went next door because we were, as I say, right next door. And he came in and he says, "Well, something's got to happen, Mom." He said, "Because I have you and Daddy booked for a cruise." Oh. He said, "You were very good to me, both of you." And he said, "I figured after a year, that'd be it." So he had us booked for the Rotterdam down to Bermuda. Beautiful cabin. We went on two cruises afterwards, but not as expensive as that. He had all that done. And told no one. All the girls were, they were indignant altogether. Why couldn't he tell us? I said, "You didn't tell the girls." "No, Mom, because I know they'd give it away." So that was it.
What a nice surprise.
Right, very nice.
That's great.
He was a good boy, as I say, because I really feel sorry. Now this Billy Furlong, he's retired, as I said, the boy that was with narcotics. He has his own family now. They go in, and whatever he would do wrong, I say, "Okay, buddy, you know, all I have to do is call a Furlong or get on the phone myself, and you're going to Irish step dancing." Well, he'd go like a lunatic. "Ma, please, don't mention that jiggin', please." That was the only time he'd be ready to, you know, "Don't you dare, I'll trip you up before you go." Oh, that was all. And when we were down, Daddy died in the House of Calvary, and they had some kind of a show with Irish step dancing. So Brian turned to me, he says, "Nana, is that what Daddy didn't like?" I said, "Yeah, Daddy didn't like the Irish step dance. He'd jump out a window if you threatened him."
This was when he was like in grammar school?
Grammar school. This one boy, then we went to a christening, I guess. And I said to one of the Furlongs, I said, can you show me Jimmy Early? I said, he says, "You mean the step dancer?" I said, "Yeah." So we brought him, "Hi, Mrs. Levy," and oh, what a show he is. But he went in for Irish step dancing school, and he opened a big, you know, Irish step dancing school. So I said, "I don't have to go far. Get Jimmy Early, and that'll be." Oh no, that didn't go over.
You always held that.
I always had it over his head. Okay, yeah. Buddy, you know.
That's cute. Well, I really enjoyed talking with you and learning about Joseph and some family history. Thank you again.
You're welcome.
Thank you for sharing it with us.